God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Welcome, welcome this morning. Welcome to the Real Week Power Nugget. 15 minutes, these 15 minutes, these next 15 minutes are critical. Why are they critical? Because you are giving God the first of your day. And don't you think that you giving God the first of your day doesn't mean that God won't give you more out of these 15 minutes than you actually sacrificing the 15 minutes. Let's talk to the Lord. God, we love you today. We honor you. We appreciate you so very much for simply being who you are. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind. God, we thank you. We thank you for keeping us through last night's slumber, getting us up this morning. It was not our alarm clocks. It was not us smelling coffee that started percolating in the other room. It has nothing to do with a horn going off in a neighborhood. It doesn't even have anything to do with us being accustomed to waking up on Wednesday morning. It is simply because your plan of life had it as such that we were to be a part of your life's plan. And for that, God, we appreciate you. For that, we love you. For that, we will not squander this day, nor this time, nor this moment. Now, God, as your word speaks to us, God, Father, awaken our spirit, man. Awaken our hearts. Awaken our mind to be able to receive that what it is that you are sharing with us on this morning. Holy Spirit, since you woke us up, since you allowed us to be a part of this day, then God, we're praying even now, God, for a life-changing moment with you because of your word. God, we love you today. We honor you. We give you praise. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray and we ask it all. Amen. Amen. So, again, we thank God for all of you all who have joined in on this morning. On last week, we introduced a series called What's Now. What does that mean, what's now? We celebrated the resurrection a couple of weeks ago. We celebrated this amazing turning point in destiny. And we recognize that we can't just celebrate the resurrection and then wait to celebrate it again next year, because the resurrection transformed the beginning of our Christian walk. That moment, that time, over 2,000 years ago, should have activated us. It should have empowered us. It should have solidified our assignment as believers. And so last week we talked about what now? What do we do now? We talked about worshiping the risen one. And so on this week, we are going to another, action, another task that we should do post-resurrection. Now that we know that he got up, what should we be doing? We're going to go to John, the 20th chapter, and we are going to start at the 11th verse. We'll start at the 11th verse. John, the 20th chapter, starting at the 11th verse. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, it says this: But Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping, and so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lying. And they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. Let's jump really quickly to Luke the 24th chapter, and we're going to go to the 33rd verse. I'm not going to read long here. Luke the 24th chapter. I'm going to read a couple of verses here, three verses to be exact, starting at the 33rd verse. Again, reading from the New American Standard Bible, it says, And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, The Lord has really risen and has appeared to Simon. They began to relate their experiences on the road and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of bread. And the word of the Lord is blessed. What now? After we worship the risen one, what now? You all, we should witness without delay. Witness without delay. You all, if you have a trauma, and you ended up being in the trauma center of a hospital, there is something called the golden hour. The golden hour. And those that golden hour is, they're a critical, the first 60 minutes, the first hour of you going to the trauma unit. It's considered a critical period where they work rapidly. They have definitive medical intervention. And they consider that golden hour, that if the right things are done and if they're done quickly, it can significantly improve a patient's chance of survival and minimize long-term disability. And so as we think about this, it's the same when you think about it spiritually, right? When you encounter something life-giving, when you encounter something life-changing, you don't sit on that. You move. Not only do you move, you tell somebody. Now, when Mary Magdalene saw Jesus alive, she didn't wait. When he said, you know, you cannot cling to me, but you go and you tell somebody. That is exactly what Mary did. She went and she said, I've seen the Lord. She told the disciples this. She didn't sleep on it. When the disciples on the Emmaus Road had their eyes open and they recognized that they saw Jesus, they said to each other, did not our hearts burn deep within us? As he shared with us the scripture. And then they didn't sleep on what they had seen. They went and they told the others, the 11, without delay. And you all, we have that same responsibility. We have encountered the risen Savior. So the question isn't just what did he do, but we've got to ask the question, who did we tell? Who have we shared this with? Okay? First thing that we see from these scriptures is that Jesus told Mary, in John 20:17, go to my brothers and say to them. Jesus didn't just give Mary good news. He gave her a mission. He gave her an assignment. She said, go and tell them that I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. This wasn't just him telling her, I'm about to go up, I'm about to ascend. but it was a declaration about our adoption in the family since his resurrection. He wanted her to carry this message of, listen, I'm not just going to my father, but I'm going to your father. It didn't just prove, the resurrection didn't just prove who he was. It also redefined who we were in the body. You all, when we go and tell somebody about the living Savior, we're not just telling them about what he did. We're telling them about what was made possible through the resurrection, about now who we are because of the resurrection, that we are now sons and daughters of the King. So before you even share this message, you got to recognize what this message is. It's not gossip, it's the gospel. So you got to recognize the message. And then not only do you recognize the message, you got to run with it, y'all. You got to run with a swiftness. You got to run with momentum. The Bible says in verse 18 of John, the 20th chapter, as well as Luke 24, it says that they got up with a quickness. It says Mary Magdalene came announcing. And then in Luke, it says they got up that very hour and returned. There was a sense of urgency. People of God, we don't have an urgency to tell somebody about Jesus. Mary didn't just go back into her regular routine. The disciples didn't just say, let's take a nap or let's sleep on it and we'll go back and tell them in the morning. No, they moved. They went and told somebody, because that's what you do when something is good to you. It ought to be too good to be kept. And now watch this. They weren't concerned about having the perfect words. Mary just said, I've seen the Lord. That's it. That's all. She didn't preach a sermon. She didn't go and start a whole ministry around it. She just testified. You don't have to know the whole books of the Bible. You don't have to know how to repeat the 66 books in order. You don't have to know every scripture, book, chapter, and verse. You don't have to be a theologian to witness. You just need to be honest about what you've seen and what you've experienced as it relates to Jesus. You got to recognize the message. You got to run with momentum. And then finally, you got to reignite the movement. The Bible says in Luke 24:35 that the disciples begin to relate their experiences. They didn't just come and report facts. They shared their experiences. They lit the match of revival. After they came and told the disciples that were there what they experienced on the Emmaus Road, they all didn't just sit there and say, wow, that is so cool. They started a movement. They started a movement. They wanted to see Jesus. They came out. Jesus gave them the marching orders. Go and make disciples. He shared with them. And they said, look, is this when you're going to restore Jerusalem unto us? He said, look, don't worry about that. It's not for you to know the time, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And what does he say then? And ye shall be my witnesses. Ye shall be my witnesses. You all, you got to witness without delay. Resurrection is contagious when we talk about it. Every time you talk about what Jesus has done for you, guess what? You're helping someone else believe that if he did it for you, he'll do it for them. That's how the early church grew. Wasn't just through teaching, but it was through testimony. So this is what I'm going to challenge you to do. You find yourself three people this week. I don't care if they're family, friends, coworkers. I don't care if they're at the grocery store, the laundromat. I don't care. But you find three people, and you tell them what the Lord has done for you. It can be as simple as, I've been through some things, but God brought me out. Don't you overthink it. Don't you wait for the right moment. We've got to witness without delay. Let's talk to the Lord. Father, we thank you. And we thank you that you got up so that we could get up. We thank you that you spoke so we could speak. God, help us to witness boldly. Help us to tell our story and give us an urgency to move when you say move. God, help us, even as we go about our day-to-day, to want to share about the goodness of you and the power of your resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.